And I am now a member of the Caitlin Clark fan club. I'm predicting I'm not the only one after this weekend.
Here's Van Lith, has it stolen by Clark. Clark trying to outrace Cochran, able to pizza pie at home.
On Sunday, the University of Iowa basketball star became the first NCAA women's player to get a 40-point triple-double, 41 points, 10 rebounds, 12 assists, helping to propel the Hawkeyes to their first Final Four appearance in 30 years, beating Louisville, remaining as cool as ice. And this is just one of the many wild March Madness games over the weekend. On the men's side, none of the top three seeds made it to the Final Four. Jerry Brewer, sports columnist at the Washington Post, is back. Jerry, Caitlin Clark, you described her as the greatest artist in college basketball. What do you mean?
She is the most intoxicating talent that I've seen come through the sport, men or women's, in a long time. And possibly, I mean, she could play another year. And because all college players have a COVID year of eligibility, she could play another 2 years. So she could be in college for 5 years, depending on what she does. So we might just be halfway through a career. What she's been able to accomplish in 3 years is incredible. And there's just a mesmerizing nature to her game. Yeah. There have been other players who I think are as good as Caitlin Clark. I can't remember anyone who had all of the combinations of skill and flair that she possesses.
Okay, well, keep an eye on her, but also on the women's side, for the first time in nearly two decades, the UConn Huskies lost before reaching this, you know, the Elite Eight round. They fell to Ohio State. Just who are you watching on the women's side briefly?
South Carolina is trying to become one of the rare undefeated teams in history, and they, if they win against Maryland, they could play Iowa, which would be the dream game for this entire year. In the sport.
Yeah. Men's side, Saturday, 9-seed Florida Atlantic beat out 3-seed Kansas State. After that game, Kansas coach Jerome Tang visited Florida Atlantic's locker room with a message for this team that had just sent him packing. This is from CBS Sports.
Nobody can beat y'all, right? Nobody can. So just stay together. Don't get distracted between now and then, all right? Stay locked in. Keep doing what you're doing. Y'all the toughest son of a guns we played all year long. Just proud of y'all. Be rooting
appreciate
for you.
That,
all
right?
Oh, I love the NCAAs. But Jerry, as we head towards the Final Four, everybody's brackets are busted, but talk about the four men's teams.
Oh, man, Florida Atlantic is, I think, so fun and just dynamic. I think they're probably the most consistent team left in the field. UConn is the best team and also the biggest brand that's left. And I think those two teams are going to play for the national title. I call this Final Four Wedding Crashers the sequel. We have a lot of Vince Vaughns and Owen Wilsons besting the Bradley Coopers, but I still think it'll be fun.
Yeah, and just very briefly, why has this happened, so many wedding crashers?
Well, college basketball has just been changed fundamentally because now players can transfer one time without having to sit out a year. So you have hundreds of transfers. Yeah. And then you have name, image, and likeness chaos. So you can essentially pay players to come play for you. And now it's incredibly difficult for people to build programs over 3 and 4 years. So I just think there's just a lot of variation, a lot of chaos.
A lot of churn, yeah. Yeah.
And that's how the tournament is going to play out for the next several years.
Oh, boy. Jerry Brewer, sports columnist of the Washington Post. More on that. But thanks for now. Thank you.
All right. Anytime.